KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Good morning, everyone. Kathy Vicini checking in today with a little bit of fog out Highway 16. Peter also checked in. He's traveling, came down 16, hit 49, heading towards Drytown. And actually, he's crossed the Rancheria Creek Bridge and said no sign of paving or any slowdowns like there was last week. But anyway, a little bit of fog, like a light fog bank in the valley this morning. So we'll continue to watch that. We're currently sitting at 57 degrees here, and we're not expecting anything to get too bad today. Probably about 88, 89 probably as the high. So anyway, in the news for today, fire crews rolled to a number of small vegetation fires starting Friday afternoon in Calaveras County in the Burson area and extending all the way through yesterday. Crews rolled just before noon to a small fire in the Burson area that contained to less than an acre. And then Friday evening around 6:30, crews were called out to the Lake Amador area for a small spot fire. Saturday around 3:15, Ione, Buena Vista, and CAL FIRE crews were called out to a small fire on Highway 124 off of Brickyard Road. According to crews, about a 200-foot spot in the grass was burning towards some heavy brush. Crews were able to stop the forward progress and got that contained at about 3/4 of an acre. And then yesterday, just before 7 o'clock, crews were called out to a vegetation fire off of Sugar Pine Drive and Sunset Court in the Buckhorn area. That fire was contained to a 30-by-30-foot spot. And then last night, just before 5:30, crews rolled to a vegetation fire off of Red Mule Road in Fiddletown. Before fire units could arrive, locals had extinguished the fire with garden hoses. Once again, we are coming into one of the heaviest times of the fire season. We all think that, June, July, August, not necessarily. September and October can be just as deadly for fires.
And we just got a call into the studios really quick, folks. The lights at Sutter Hill Ridge Road are flashing, flashing red at this time. Of course, that means treat them like stop signs, not stop lights, but may freak some people out when you come. As Andy Rodriguez says, stop on red, slow for yellow, go for green. So when you see the red, stop, treat it like a stop sign. Well, hey, a Calaveras County woman killed Friday night in a two-vehicle crash on 108 near Knight's Ferry. According to CHP, the crash occurred shortly before 10 p.m. at Kennedy Mine Road, just west of the Stanislaus-Tuolumne County line. Robert Trindade of Hillmar driving west on 108, Catherine Gibson of Douglas Flat in the southbound lane of Kennedy Road, stopped at the sign at the 108 intersection. CHP reports Gibson failed to yield to westbound traffic on the highway and pulled into Trindade's path. The front of Trindade's vehicle struck the left side of Gibson's, which overturned, came to rest on its right side within the westbound lane of the highway. Gibson and her passenger, Joanne Gibson of Douglas Flat, both pinned in the vehicle and had to be extricated. All three parties taken to Memorial Medical Center in Modesto. Gibson died of her injuries. The other two treated for minor to moderate. The incident currently under investigation.
And no further details were released over the weekend in the case of Helen Coltrup. Remains believed by investigators to be that of the missing San Andreas woman were located on Friday. According to the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office, the body was found approximately one-third of a mile away from where the missing woman's car was found on Thursday, stuck on a dirt logging road near Wilseyville off of Blue Mountain Road and Mitchell Mine Road. Following the identification of Coltrup's car, authorities initiated an intensified search of the area involving Calaveras, Tuolumne, and Amador County Search and Rescue Teams, the California Highway Patrol Air Unit, and the California Rescue Dog Association. The cause and manner of death is currently unknown, and the remains and other evidence have been sent to the Calaveras County Coroner's Office. If positively identified, the discovery of that body will conclude an almost two-week-long search for the 87-year-old Coltrup, who was last seen on August 3rd, leaving the Marvell parking lot in Valley Springs. At the height of the search, over 600 community members and friends were actively involved.
And a West Point man arrested following a domestic attack, according to Calaveras Sheriff Office. On Thursday afternoon, deputies responded to an assistance call, encountering the victim outside a residence on Skull Flat Road. The victim told deputies the suspect, 33-year-old Christopher David Sherman of West Point, would not allow her to leave and became angry, making accusations and even firing a handgun in the air inside the residence. Sherman also allegedly placed the barrel of the gun against the victim's head, pulled her hair, choked her, and punched her in the head with a closed fist. Although other charges may be pending, the suspect was booked for assault with a firearm on a person and domestic battery. His bail was set at $300,000.
With peak wildfire activity predicted in the coming months, the Department of the Interior has been working to implement preventative measures to limit the size and scope of wildfires, treat current wildfires already underway, and protect wildfire-prone areas to best safeguard people and their communities. This year, the department began analyzing a significant 11,000-mile stretch of strategic fuel breaks to combat wildfires in portions of Idaho, Oregon, Washington, California, Nevada, and Utah. This large-scale collaborative project could serve as a means to better control wildfires within a 223-million-acre area. Locally, a 93-acre fuel treatment project in the Sandy Gulch unit of the South Fork McCallamy Project near Glencoe has been initiated. In addition to the work completed by the Motherlode Field Office, the Calaveras Healthy Impact Products Solution, which is a local nonprofit partner, has completed an adjacent 35-acre fuel break on BLM-managed public lands. This 35 acres represents the north portion of a fuel break that was identified as a priority by CAL FIRE after the 2015 Butte Fire. The southern portion of the fuel break is scheduled to be completed this fall and will connect to ongoing fuel work in the southern part of the South Fork McCallamy Project. As wildfire activity increases, the BLM, in collaboration with local, state, and federal partners, is moving wildfire suppression resources to the most susceptible areas around the country. The most recent outlook forecasts potential for above-normal fire activity in western Oregon and Washington and parts of California and Nevada.
And a big rig accident on Highway 49 shut down the roadway and turned the lights out for over 4,000 customers in Angel's Camp on Friday. According to reports, around 11:30, a big rig ran off the highway, hitting a power pole, bringing down power lines near Capello Drive. There were no injuries, but power was off for a better part of the day. PG&E crews were able to switch around the pole, but about 3,000 customers were without power until about 6 o'clock Friday night. The accident is under investigation.
And Sutter Creek Police have issued a traffic advisory for Main Street, Sutter Creek. Between 9 p.m. tonight, 6 tomorrow morning, Main Street will be restricted to just one lane to accommodate the final steps of the Main Street Bridge project. Please expect minor delay and plan accordingly. If you have any questions, contact Sutter Creek Police at 267-5647.
And it is the best part of the summer. One of the most anticipated competitions is coming later this month, the annual Master Gardeners of Amador County Tomato Tasting Event. On Saturday, August 24th, bring your prize-winning tomatoes to the Sutter Creek Farmers Market and show everyone how it's done. Or find your new favorite tomato. Entries accepted from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. and judging begins at 10 by three local food experts. Winners announced that same day. For more details, contact the Amador Master Gardeners at 223-6838.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
I'm Megan O'Keefe.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Local news again at 8 o'clock. And remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.